Good morning and welcome to the Fantasy Blink, the fantasy sports podcast. I am Brian Baines and I'm your host. It is Tuesday, January 30th. This will be our last show of the month of January, 2024. Episode number 720. Yes, it is set. We are ready. Of course, there's 2 weeks, so we've got time. We've got time to get ourselves primed up and ready for the big game. But the Super Bowl opponents are set. And yes, I'm half disappointed, yeah. I was okay either way on the San Francisco-Detroit game. I don't really mind San Francisco, and Detroit would have been a great story. Looked like it was going that way, but did not. As for the other game, went exactly as I predicted it would. Baltimore, the heavy favorites going in, home team, and laid a complete egg. And Kansas City, once again, the cockroach of the NFL, continues on and finds their way into the Super Bowl yet again, third time in 4 years. And as they chase a third Super Bowl ring in 2 weeks against the 49ers, a rematch of the 2020 matchup between these two teams where the 49ers had a 10-point lead going into the second half and couldn't hold it. And the Kansas City Chiefs went on to become world champions. Oh, yes. The games were good. The games were close. In doubt until late. So at least there was entertainment value in it. Mahomes, 30 of 39, 241 yards. One touchdown, zero interceptions, six carries for 15 yards. Didn't have to do that much, right? When your defense takes care of things, holds the opponent to 10 points, they only scored 17. So it wasn't like they dominated, but they, on offense at least. But they did what they needed to do. Defense took care of things, shut down Baltimore, and that was that. Isaiah Pacheco, 24 carries. Only 68 yards, so running just a click over 3 yards a carry. Did get a touchdown, 4 catches for 14 for him. The big factor, of course, no surprise, takes most of the regular season off, kind of just coasting through, and then he turns it on in the playoffs. Travis Kelce, 11 catches, 116 yards, and a touchdown for him. Rashee Rice again, 8 catches, only 46 yards. But, was a factor. MVS, again, only 2 catches, 38 yards, but they were both big ones, just like they were last week. So he's coming up with the catches he needs, and you watch. He's going to come up with 2 big catches in the Super Bowl as well. It'll happen. On the other side of the bar, Lamar was 20 for 37, 272 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 really, really bad interception into triple coverage, trying to hit Isaiah Likely. They made most of their mistakes down near the end zone. They, had their chances, could have easily scored more than they did, but, between the fumble by Zay Flowers and the interception by Lamar, just couldn't get it done. 8 carries for 54 for Lamar, and he also had 1 catch for 13 where he, threw the ball, deflected, catches it himself, runs it for 13 yards. So he fill in the stat sheet there. Gus Bus, a whopping 3 carries for 20 yards. First carry right out of the chute, 13 yards. This is the best running team, or at least the near the best running team in the league. And this is what they did on the ground. Just nothing. Let the game get away from them. I feel like Baltimore got into this game. Kansas City went down, scored right off the bat, and they completely changed their game plan around. They completely forgot they had a great defense that was going to hold the Chiefs in check, and they did. They held them, and held sometimes when they shouldn't have been able to hold them, but, kept them at 17 points. They could have run the ball. They could have. And Lamar could have been more effective on the ground. instead of holding on to the ball, had a really, really bad strip sack fumble in the first quarter that kind of kept the Tide going the wrong way. This is a running team, and they didn't. They didn't capitalize on what they do best, and it cost them. And they're on the golf course now, watching like everybody else. Lamar, like I say, had a decent game, but not what we had seen in previous. Zay Jones was your leading receiver, 5 catches, 115 yards, 1 touchdown. The future's bright for this kid, but he had some costly mistakes. Had a really bad taunting penalty on the same drive where he fumbled on the half yard line, gave the ball back. Isaiah Likely, 2 for 16. Mark Andrews, 2 for 15. Obviously, Andrews was not fully healthy. Played on, I think I saw he ran 13 routes is all for the game, so wasn't really involved in only the 2 targets, 2 catches for him. So we have the Kansas City Chiefs yet again heading for Super Bowl 58 in 2 weeks in Las Vegas. They will meet the San Francisco 49ers in a very exciting game. It didn't look like it was going to be. Man, Detroit was just running all over them in the first half, making it look easy and building up a 24-7 lead going into halftime. And, yeah, that was pretty much it. Detroit got a very late touchdown to at least make an onside kick doable, but they weren't able to recover and ultimately lost the game. Brock Purdy was 20 for 31, 267 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. Had 5 carries for 48 yards, and this was the difference in the game, was Brock Purdy's play in the second half. Looked a little confused, looked a little bit shell-shocked in the first half, holding onto the ball too long, taking some sacks, and then in the second half just kind of figured out, hey, I should probably just run with it. If the pocket's going to collapse, rather than trying to make something happen with my arm, he ran the ball and had a couple of really big, really big runs that were difference makers in this game. McCaffrey, 20 carries, 90 yards, 2 touchdowns, 4 catches for 42. He just keeps getting it done week after week. Debo Samuel returned and was good, 8 for 89, leading receiver there. Brandon Ayuk, 3 for 68 and 1. Had probably one of the biggest plays of the game, the pass that bounced off the defender's face mask, and he was able to dive out and grab it. Almost scored the touchdown. If he hadn't been touched, he would have scampered in, but then got the touchdown later. George Kittle, just 2 for 27 in this game, even though he's ultra involved in everything that they do, involved in the running game, a great decoy. But San Francisco able to get it done with the comeback. Most of it happened late in the third quarter, down 2 scores. They had that play with Ayuk, and then they're able to score the touchdown, make the extra point, kick it off, and first play out of the next possession for Detroit was a kind of a botched handoff to Jahmyr Gibbs. He was able to get control of it somewhat, but rather than securing it and just going down and being safe, he, tried to make something extra happen while he's kind of trying to get the ball secured, and got it popped out. San Francisco recovers. A couple plays later, they're in the end zone, and the game is tied just like that. And the momentum had completely swung at that point, and it was going to be very hard for Detroit to recover. A couple bad, you call them bad coaching calls, on the Detroit side going for it on fourth down, but it's what they've done all year. What are you gonna do? What are you gonna say? It worked all year long for the most part, but could have used those field goals rather than turnovers on downs. But that's the way it goes. No regrets from the coach. He said that's what we do. That's the way we do it. And I wouldn't do it different. Jared Goff, 25 of 41, 273 yards, 1 touchdown, no interceptions. David Montgomery, 15 carries, 93 yards, one touchdown, two catches for 20. Jahmyr Gibbs was 12 for 45 on the ground and a touchdown, and 3 for 11 through the air. Jameson Williams, somewhat involved, right? He had the first touchdown, a 42-yard scamper, a run of 42 yards. He did have two catches for 25 as well and another touchdown. Sam Laporta was your leading receiver at 9 for 97. And Amon-Ra, 7 for 87, but only four targets in the second half. So that's either an adjustment by San Francisco or a failure by the soon-to-be former offensive coordinator Ben Johnson, who is talking to the Washington Commanders people today. Sounds like it's going to be a done deal sooner rather than later, so we'll see. That's going to be interesting because they went out and got Eric Bieniemy last year. And he made that jump from Kansas City to Washington so he could be the play caller because, you know, that was the big thing is he was always in Andy Reid's shadow in Kansas City because he was never going to be able to call the plays when Andy Reid was the head coach. So he wanted to go to a spot where he could take over the play calling duties. And now they bring in Ben Johnson, and I'm assuming he's going to want most of the control of that offense. So maybe we're looking at Bieniemy moving on yet again to another offensive coordinator job with another club. I don't know. Kansas City could probably use him back. not like Nagy has done anything really for the Kansas City offense, and he's just a figurehead, right? It's just it's Andy Reid's gig. Maybe Andy Reid retires and Eric Bieniemy goes back there to run that club. We'll see. One can hope. One can hope Andy Reid has had enough of this winning and decides that it's time to hang it up. But I can always hope. I can always hope. So we got the Super Bowl in 2 weeks. I'll get back in here on Thursday, probably talk. I don't know what I'll talk about. Probably, you know, something to do with fantasy football. Hockey is going into the All-Star break this weekend. Kind of a funky way that the NHL deals with the All-Star break. You got half of the teams that have this week off, and then they go through the All-Star break, and then the other half of the teams next week will be off following the All-Star break. So they kind of give them a full week. Full weeks where the rest in the middle, and they kind of stagger it. So you got a few games, but not much. It ends up being a 2 week matchup in our fantasy league because you just can't get enough, just not enough guys on the ice. There was one game last night. I think there might be two, maybe three games tonight. Tuesdays are usually a full slate in the NHL, so still very light. Rosters are going to be pretty thin. NBA is still rolling. They usually go All-Star break around President's Day, I believe, somewhere in there. So they'll still be rolling. Not that it matters with my team, but you know, it's getting kind of interesting. We got 5-6 teams with legitimate shots to make a run at this NBA league. It's not just Barry and Jalev anymore. YK's in the mix. Obviously, Canada is right there. Snyder has a solid team. I believe Mullen is messing around in there. Maybe Jared. I know Jared made a trade for Doncic, and you know, so he's got a few studs in there too. But I don't know if he's got enough to really push the top tier. But it's not as cut and dry as it was last year and maybe the year before. So it will be fun to watch that thing down the stretch. And we're not that far. We're only a few matchups away from hitting the playoffs, so in both the NHL and the NBA, so it'll start heating up once football's over, and of course, as soon as the Super Bowl wraps up, we'll be moving our attention to the NFL draft, which is a couple months away, and then it's nonstop NFL all the way through. You've got free agency. We'll have fifth-year options that'll need to be picked up, and franchise tags and all that good stuff. So player movement will be will be there. And, you know, never really stops with those dynasty teams anyway. There should be trades happening. I saw you Buffalo 78 putting some guys out there. I pretty much put my entire insane team on the wire. Maybe that's what we'll talk about on Thursday, is, you know, dynasty strategies and you know, the cycles that we go through with these teams, and, you know, what is the best way to approach it for the longevity of your team, and how you can manage that to always be a contender, or is that possible? Or is the always contender always going to be like playing for fifth place? You know, do you have to kind of go all in or all out? I don't know. We can talk about that maybe on Thursday. That'll be my focus. And I can use my team as a great example of that, as I put pretty much the entire roster on the trade block last week, because I'm reaching that point. And I'll save that little teaser for Thursday. You'll have to come back in. I'll go over the entire roster and just lay it out there for you, and you can be the judge. What should I do? Right? Do you keep playing hard for a championship, or do you start breaking it apart and building for the future? It's always a challenge in dynasty leagues on how you manage that. So it's going to do it though for today. Had a great weekend. Family in town. Andres, my son, his birthday was Saturday, the big 18, and mom. Her birthday was Sunday, and got to visit with mom and aunt and cousins, and it was great to see everybody. Don't get to have everybody over here too often this time of year, because it's really weather driven. It's tricky at times to get over the mountain pass to come and see us. So that was good, and we have a big college visit coming up on Friday. University of Oregon. I know some of you are laughing right now that I'm actually going and doing this, but yep, we're going to Eugene on Friday to go through some tours and informational sessions and learn about the university and find out if it's going to be a good fit there. So pains me to say it, but you know, they've got the program that my son needs, possibly, and it could be a good fit. A lot closer to home than Hollywood, that's for sure. So we'll see how it goes. But for now, I've got a staff meeting in 20 minutes, so I should probably wrap this thing up, get out of here, and let you start your day. I'll check, I promise, SiriusXM, I'll be checking my emails for that offer coming through. For those of you that aren't Smartless fans, I highly recommend it. It's a great podcast. But they were picked up yesterday or the day before by SiriusXM for $100 million. $100 million. So yeah, SiriusXM, if you wanted to send me an offer, yeah, I will. I'll check my spam folder and make sure that I get back to you as soon as possible on that. Try to build this blink up, right? Make me some cash like those guys did. All right, let's get out of here. Everybody have a great Tuesday. For the Fantasy Blink, I am the Commission. I am out.